to order at 5 o'clock. Ms. Pum, would you please call the roll? I will do it for you from over here.
I've got it.
Okay.
Okay. Councilmember Jennings?
Present.
Councilmember Carr?
Present via teleconference.
Councilmember Crow?
Here by call.
Councilmember Glickard?
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson?
Present by call.
Mayor Welsh?
Present. Thank you very much. This meeting, we are holding this meeting tonight to choose a firm or two firms to interview from the five responses received to the Council's request for qualifications for an independent consultant to review the architectural and or design and build to review the work of Chiodini related to, let me find my sheet, related to an independent consultant to review the March 14, 2016 Chiodini Architects Report with regard to Chiodini recommendations on the scope of work and required methods proposed and the cost of the alternatives presented. We do have Ron Request to speak. Would Council like to hear from that member of the public prior to our discussion?
Yes.
Mr. Glickert, those of us joining us by teleconference, do you want to hear from Mr. Ohlendorf before we start our discussions? On the agenda, citizen comments are after our discussions.
I don't mind hearing from Mr. Ohlendorf. I think that would be fine. I also think we do have to be cognizant that I believe we only have Council Member Smotherson for about a half an hour.
Correct. Okay. With that, Mr. Ohlendorf, I'd ask you to give your name and address when you speak. Please limit your comments to 5 minutes and turn the microphone on when you come and off when you leave.
Thank you. Frank Ohlendorf, 8128 Cornell Court. I'm here this evening to speak on the very important decision you're about to make. I am going to highly recommend that you select number one, Andy Trivers, or number two, the Lawrence Group, to review the recently completed police station study analysis. In 1980, the City Council, Joe Mooney, Larry Lieberman, Joe Adams, Elsie Glickert, and their peers, Betty Thompson, made a major decision after a great deal of community study and analysis that the City Hall Annex be repurposed, that the National Register Historic City Hall Annex be repurposed as a modern 21st century police station. Many worked diligently towards this goal, including myself, for 30 years. The recently completed Chiodini study points in a different direction. Members of Council have heeded our request for one final look at the pros and cons of this decision and analysis. All we want is a fair chance to take one final look to learn if we can achieve a great police station in this nationally recognized architectural treasure. And to find out if that is financially viable. At the council meeting, when you determined to go in the direction of a new station, several members of council indicated, and Mr. Jennings, I remember specifically, said that he would not be in favor of shoehorning a police department into an old, dilapidated building. I completely agree with that. No one wants to shoehorn our fine police department into a substandard building. Our quest is to give us one last chance to see if we can make this into a first-class police station at a reasonable cost. to achieve this goal in a very limited time frame requires entrusting the analysis to an architectural engineering team with three qualities. First, great expertise in historic repurposing of buildings. Second, expertise in the development of a modern, up-to-date police station. And third, given the limited time frame, the most detailed knowledge possible of the building in question. The finest police renovation architect will be at a loss to complete this project in 30 days if they don't have any knowledge of this building. Andy Trivers presents the most knowledge of this building, as well as a national reputation for historic renovation. And he has on his team of engineers firm, I think it's TRR, I'm not sure of the name, who are also nationally recognized experts at police station rehab and construction. By the way, both the Lawrence Group and the Trivers Group have as their chief engineer the engineering firm, the TR firm, which includes the gentleman who was the prime lead engineer in the repurposing of the Clayton Police Station.
You have 30 seconds, sir.
Andy Trivers has the most knowledge of this building. City Hall and its annex are one complex. Andy headed up the rehab of this building and some of the common features of the two buildings, the heating and air handling systems. He had an extremely detailed tour of the building 3 years ago at the time when he submitted his qualifications to do the analysis of the building for historic restoration as a police station. He received an update of that thorough review of that building by Terry Strasberg, who was our chief building supervisor. So he knows the most of any expert in both historic renovation and police stations and this building, and I think should be your choice, followed closely by the Lawrence Group, which also has historic and police experience and has the knowledge of this building gained through putting together their presentation to the council 2 years ago. The other three firms are, though highly reputable, do not have these three prime qualifications. So, again, as one who has devoted many years of professional and personal effort, I would ask that you allow us one last chance to have the highest qualified experts take one last look. Is it feasible to have a first-class police station in a historic treasure building at a reasonable cost?
Thank you, Mr. Olinger.
Thank you.
Okay, we have no more requests to speak. So, Council, I am open to discussion on how to proceed, but I know we are losing Mr. Smotherson in about 24 minutes. I would like to suggest that we follow a procedure that we used.
Mayor?
Oh, yes, Mr. Jennings?
I wanted to respond to Mr. Orndorff since he used my name. I wanted to respond to Mr. Orndorff since he used my name in regard to that comment.
If you feel you must now.
I think I do. He mentioned that I'm not in favor of renovation. Well, I'm not in favor because it's not economically feasible, in my opinion. There is too much risk in trying to redo that building, and there's no reasonable, justifiable cost compared to the needs for a new police station according to SB 5 and essential building standards. And the construction of a totally new environment. So given the comparison, it's just not economically feasible. I have a background and a career in renovation, restoration, and new construction. I have successfully renovated in Lafayette Square a three-story historic building, but this is much different because of the purpose. The purpose of this building. With all due respect to Mr. Orndorff, you have had your opportunity to fix this over 30 years and failed to act. Now I think since that much time has passed, we got a new opportunity, and I think we should take it. So I appreciate his comments, but I wanted to go on record saying that why I'm in favor.
Thank you very much. Council, I'm wondering if due to the time constraints tonight of Mr. Smotherson, and now in about 20 minutes, and I know Mr. Crow had another commitment this evening, I am wondering if we could follow the process we used earlier this week in looking at candidates for Ward 1 and ask if each of us would be willing to list our top three choices out of the five and see where we stand after that vote.
Why is that important to go with that same process? Help me understand.
I think that process might help us realize relatively quickly if there might be a firm on which we could all agree. I help everyone understands that we are in a very tight time frame here. If we want to consider these reports and have the option of discussing whether or not we will do something on the November ballot, we might not decide to do that, but if we want to have that option open, that has to be decided by August 30th. Today is June 29th. So I think it would be good if we could at least see after one round if there's any firm where all six of us might find some agreement.
If we fail to make a decision today, we cannot come to an agreement. What's the repercussions? What happens? Where do we stand?
Well, two of our members are out of town next week. I might be going out of town for part of a week. We can schedule another meeting if we don't agree on something tonight. But keep in mind, the RFQ said if we come down to two firms, the council will be interviewing them. We would have to hold a meeting, do the interviews, and that would take away at least another week of the time frame, which is this August.
I would like to speak. I think the mayor sent us out an email on Tuesday of this week saying that she had hoped that we could get choices to her last night for two choices. So I'm just curious as to whether anybody provided two choices to the city clerk last night.
No, council member. It turns out, as I thought I mentioned in an email yesterday, and if I didn't, I apologize. The city attorney told us we could not, it was not legal to do what I had thought we could do based on your suggestion. So I did not ask people to send in their thoughts because that would be considered polling on email.
Okay.
So I've heard from no one so far. So is there a consensus that we might try that approach and see where we stand? Mr. Glickert?
Yeah, I actually had really subtracted one from the five in my mind already, so I'll have to think about the other one. So, but I think I could probably do three.
Okay. Okay, well, why don't we try that? Why don't we try?
I am perfectly fine with it, but I will tell you that other telephone calls, I will telephone calls at night.
If you need to hear from the other council members.
I'm sorry, Terry. You are fading in and out. What did you say?
I said that I'm happy to report to you our two or three voices, but I want to make clear that I intend to make the call at the same time that Mr. Smothers would need to call.
He's going to leave at the same time, it sounds like.
Oh, okay. So, council members Smotherson and Carr, are you okay with our proceeding, each of us giving three?
Yes, I'm okay with that.
Okay, and Ms. Carr?
Yes, I'm okay as well. It's a little bit difficult because of the feedback to hear everyone, especially Mr. Crow. So I'm not sure what he says, but I am all right with providing three choices. Will we be ranking them or just providing them?
I am suggesting we just provide them, and then we'll see where we stand, and then perhaps we'll rank. Okay, and I believe what we heard Mr. Crow say is that he was fine with providing his top three, and he does have to leave the car call around the time that Mr. Smotherson does. Is that correct, Terry?
Counsel? Correct.
Okay. Okay, so, yes? Yes, Ms. Carr?
Yes, I'm also going to have to leave about that time.
Okay, so shall I give everyone a few minutes to, or are people ready to go and start providing their top three?
I'm ready.
I'm ready to go. I'm ready.
Okay, Ms. Carr, why don't we start with you?
Okay, thank you, Mayor. Lawrence Group, Trivers DLR Group, and the third is Ross Beriazini.
Thank you, Paulette. Mr. Smotherson?
Lawrence Group, the Trivers Group, and Ross.
Thank you, Mr. Crow.
Lawrence Group, Trivers, Ross.
Okay, Mr. Jennings.
FGM Architects, GEMA, and Ross and Beriazini.
Mr. Lickert.
I had Ross and Beriazini, GEMA, and FGM Architects.
I also had Ross, GEMA, and FGM, so it looks like all six of us voted for Ross and Beriazini. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So with that, if with all six firms, all six of us deciding on one, are we comfortable in asking staff on Monday, August 1st, to try to contact them to deal with the contract? Mr. Jennings?
Yeah, I'm in favor of that. Absolutely.
You want a motion?
Yes.
Yeah, a motion to accept Ross and Beriazini.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Did everyone on the teleconference hear the motion to accept the proposal from Ross and Beriazini?
Tell him that was from Mr. Glickert.
It has been moved and seconded. Did everyone on the teleconference hear that?
Yes.
Okay.
Is there any discussion? Okay. Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed?
Aye.
Okay. We have a unanimous vote. All those opposed? No votes. So with that, I will say we will ask staff to contact Ross and Beriazini to work on a contract that the staff can send to us. I know we had asked that the council be in charge of this process. However, I do think there would be some benefit in staff doing this, since many of us are or will be out of town, and they are familiar with doing contracts with our consultants. Is there any concern about that? It would be sent around before it is signed.
I have no problem with that.
Mr. Jen, okay.
I have no problem with that.
Okay. With that, everyone, yes, Ms. Carr?
Ms. Welsh?
Ms. Welsh, go ahead, Ms. Carr.
Okay, so just to understand, the staff will be assembling the contract. We will have the final word on whether or not this contract covers the offer.
We will have the final word on whether the contract covers all the points set forth in the request for qualifications.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part of it.
We will have the final word to ensure that the contract covers all the points set forth in the request for qualifications.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and with that, everyone, thank you for your taking time out of your Friday. Good travels to all of you traveling. Have a good birthday party tonight, Terry, with your daughter, and I'll adjourn this meeting at 5:22. Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Those are the good pens, Mike. You shouldn't give it back.
Well, thank you. Because our place is. Look, our place is going around.
No, I was talking.